What about a boxing up? Hello folks, Spike Pitt here, trying something a little bit different today, breaking some new ground. We've all heard of the unboxing podcast, popularised by Tim over at Goffridge Manor. And I've got to say that when it first appeared, that the whole idea seemed somewhat ludicrous. But, and I've said it before, there is something quite exciting about that unboxing. But what about a boxing up recording? Aha, we have not heard that. I believe this is a first. So let's get to it. I'm having a clear out. I've got a office depot, or in case that's a bit too confusing, that's office depot for my friends across the pond. You know, the fairly sturdy box that you get for putting files in and stuff like that. First up, Dragon Warriors. It's going in the box. I picked this up. It was a print-on-demand product. I've had a look through it. I don't feel that it's aged well. And they swapped out the art from the original paperbacks, which was really cool and I loved. That's gone. It's a good effort. I think some people might like it. It's like a second edition, like a rewrite by Dave Morris and Oliver Johnson. But it just has not hit the table, so I'm afraid it's going in the box. Next up, this is a lovely book, but once again, it's getting no use. It's the Midgard World book. Unfortunately for me, I bounced off it. Walls of text, stuff that I just don't think I'm going to get across to the players. There's a lifetimes of stuff in there, proper quality production, 450 something pages. It's quite intimidating, and I'd rather just come up with my own ideas. I was beguiled into getting it. Like I say, if you like a book with like loads of lore and everything else, you know, it'd probably be perfect for you. But not for me. Old Spike Pit, it's going in the box. Next up, a magazine called The Thieves' Arm. Nah, got nothing to say about that. That can go in there. Now, what else we got? We've got some. Now, this is, you know, people listening in might well be shocked. It's my big old 5e adventures book, books. These big old, you know, well, let's have a look at this one. 252 pages, Princes of the Apocalypse. I haven't even read it. I've had a go through it. You know, there's some all right, fairly cool monsters in there, but some of the maps are super hard to read, and you know, I'm just not interested. It's going in the box. Next up, Horde of the Dragon Queen. I've taken quite a bit out of this, to be fair, but the maps are dark. It's a bit wonky at the beginning, but I actually think it was the first book that came out for 5th edition. It's like half the size of the others. It's now been combined with the riser tier map. And it's grown on me. But I think I've had enough value from it. And it's going in the box. That's it. Let's carry on. Listen, next. Next, riser tier map. That's part two of the... I have not even looked at this. Just put it in the box. Right. Sword Coast Adventurer's Guide. I've read it probably like 1.5 times. My son actually quite likes it, but it's a little bit like the Midgard World book. It's a lot of information that perhaps if you were a Forgotten Realms fan, you might have some nostalgia and you might be inspired by it. But for me, I want to break away from the realms, so this just becomes redundant. I wouldn't say there's anything particularly wrong with it, but I've no use for it. The prices on these books have held quite well, so now's the time to get rid of it and perhaps raise some funds to put to something more useful. In the box. Next up, Tales from the Yawning Portal. These are kind of like rehash adventures for 5th edition D&D of like older classical adventures. Some of the maps are super hard to read because they're great big sprawling maps and they've like crushed them down to kind of an A4 size. Perhaps the worst offender of this is the what adventure is it? This massive sprawling adventure. Jeez, the Doom Vault. I mean, oh my God, there's Dead in Fae, the Doom Vault. The map is horrendous. There must be like 40 odd rooms crammed onto a page. I need a magnifying glass to read it. I can't be bothered. A couple of better adventures that I quite like and will be, I'll be somewhat sorry to see them go. Perhaps the Forge of Fury, the, what's the other one? The Sunless Citadel. They're quite classic. I think, is it 3rd edition? Nonetheless, not enough hours in the day, in the box. Go to Saltmarsh. Some pretty cool monsters. There's actually some alright encounter tables and things in there to help you kind of come up with your waterborne adventures. I don't feel I need that too much. I'm not massively in love with the adventures and I found the whole lot of faction play and politics and conspiracy stuff that's at the front of the book, it just made my head spin and I don't know what to do with it, so it's going in the box. Storm King's Thunder. I am denied about this one a little bit, but I do have to say I've got all this stuff available to me on D&D Beyond. I'm not a massive fan of all these different types of giants. I never have been. I kind of just prefer like a fairy tale giant or like the big stone giant guy out of Neverending Story. When it all gets into giants floating about in flying castles, as cool as that is, it's not really my jam. I get the different types of giants a bit confused, all a bit much for a simple man like Spike Pit. It's going in the box. Last of all, probably the hardest one for me to get rid of, because all of these, of course, you know, they hook you in. You've got monsters in the back, you've got some magic items associated with the themes of the adventures, but it's just like work reading all this stuff. It's just like work. I've spent 40 odd sessions running Tomb of Annihilation and I've barely scratched the surface. I mean, the stuff that's going in this box for me, it would take several lifetimes to get through, and I'd rather just move it on. So, Out of the Abyss. I like the artwork in this one, actually. I'll be sort of sorry to see it go in some ways. Yeah, in particular the maps. I do like the maps, but like I say, I couldn't get hold of the maps. It's going in the box, folks. Now, we move on to some different stuff. I've got Modern Age. I just totally bounced off it. It's probably all right. I like the way that it has like three different levels of play. You can take three different approaches to it. I started reading it and I'll confess, I just thought, you know what, I can't be bothered with it. I think I'd rather play, if I wanted to do something a bit modern, I'd play a lighter system. Maybe I'd look at Savage Worlds now that I've been gifted that. The other option, of course, would be something like ICRPG, Altered State. I've actually played that with Jason, and I liked it. I don't need this, so it's going. Another one now, Paleomythic from Osprey Games. I haven't even read it. I just know it's not going to hit the table. Once again, I've got other systems that I could use to do this. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. So well put together. It's a lovely format. I really like the book. But is that enough for me to keep it? No, it's not. Perhaps someone else will get some enjoyment out of that. It is not even read. Mint condition, as is Romance of the Perilous Lands. Just didn't bring enough to the table for me. I think it's cool. I could totally run with this. I'm a little bit shaky on this one, but I'm going to stay strong. It's going in the box. Fate Core, another one. Some great ideas. I bounced off the terminology. If you're really keen to play this, the best thing you can do is go and find John Large's videos. They're quite old now on YouTube. He demystifies this system. He demystified it for me, but I've got no one that is interested in playing this game. It's just taking up shelf space. Another beautifully produced book, Evil Hat. I love their books, but that is not enough of a reason for me to keep it in the box. Couple of Fate Core supplements next. Venture City and Save Game. Venture City is like a kind of I don't know if you'd call it superhero. It's kind of it's villainous corporation superpowers. It's a bit of like near future. I don't really know. I've never played it. I've barely read it. Just it goes with the Fate stuff in the box, along with Save Game, which is like an arcade game variant source book type thing for Fate Core. We're getting there now. Doe, Fate of the Flying Temple. Another sweet, sweet little book. It uses Fate Core. It's more aimed at a younger audience. I quite like the cartoony art in it. It's just, you know, I can't fault Evil Hat for their production values. I remember reading it. I ran a session with my kids and it went okay, but it didn't stick. I think it's got potential, but it is a really nice little book, but no real use to me. And then last but not least, we have the Troika Numinous edition. I don't know what to say, really. I don't think the creators of Fighting Fantasy got the credit they deserved, the acknowledgements. Yeah, this is going in the box. It's a nice little book, interesting art. It's just too wacky for my group. It's too off the wall. I know I could change it up. I could take the system and, you know, make it work for any setting I wanted, but my heart's just not in it. And it's going in the box. So with that, I'm going to get my 16 by 19, I reckon, lid, stick it on there, get some duct tape, tape it up, ship it off to Arfed. He's kindly volunteered to put it on eBay for me. I think that's the best I can do under the circumstances. And that is Spike Pit boxing up recording. Hope you enjoyed it, folks. If you think I've made a mistake, don't bother letting me know, because it'll be too late. Before I go, I've got a quick message from my buddy Che Webster of Roleplay Rescue. Take it away, Che.
Hey, Colin. I just wanted to say thanks for the boxing up episode. I was laughing along with you, actually. I think it's great you culling out your books. I wish I had the, blasé attitude that seemed to roll off you in doing that sort of stuff. But hey, man, it's great. And, your rationale is all cool. It's innovation, isn't it? I think it's great. Thanks, man. Game on.
And that, as they say, is a wrap. Big thanks goes out to you, the listener, for taking a bit of time out of your day to listen to old Spike Pit. Take care, and I'll catch you later.